Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There are quite a bit of frustrated Taylor Swift fans today. Earlier this week, many reported issues trying to buy tickets for her upcoming show during a pre-sale window. Today, Ticketmaster canceled the public sale because of what it calls insufficient inventory and extraordinarily high demand.
Washington Post business reporter Julian Mark is on the line. Julian, thanks for your time. So what went wrong with Ticketmaster? What are you hearing?
Well, I mean, basically, they opened pre-sale tickets on Tuesday. It was supposed to be this really big event, and it crashed as billions of people converged on the Ticketmaster site to buy tickets, those perhaps being fans or people who are trying to resell tickets.
So we know Taylor Swift is popular. Is this a product of that popularity, or is the Ticketmaster system in need of a big upgrade here?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, Ticketmaster says that this was the biggest unprecedented event of, you know, that it's had. And but also I think there are critics that said that they really should have been ready for this tidal wave of fans and people looking to profit from this event.
Ticketmaster has a lot of enemies, people always complaining about the platform, and some say the merger with Live Nation created a monopoly, and that should be taken apart right now. What's the issue there, and is that something that's likely to happen? Could the government force that?
Well, I mean, it was actually interesting that even before a spotlight was placed on this fiasco, an advocacy group wrote a letter to the DOJ in October saying that Live Nation and Ticketmaster were violating the terms of basically the conditions of their merger in 2010, that enforcement action should be taken. I mean, they were essentially accusing Live Nation of sort of retaliating against venues for not using its ticketing service. So they said that they were accusing the companies of being anti-competitive. Ticketmaster, of course, responded by saying that that competition is live and well, but that essentially they're just kind of the best in the business.
Do you see any potential changes in the future with how tickets are released?
I mean, I'm not entirely sure. I think that remains to be seen. I think it's a long road ahead to see if there's going to be enforcement on Live Nation and Ticketmaster. I know that the Tennessee Attorney General is looking into this. I don't think he's formally begun an investigation, but I do think that there's sort of a long regulatory road ahead. But if any event would sort of move this forward, I think it is sort of the Taylor Swift star power that may sort of push this, that may push some action forward.
Well, the latest on what many say is the final straw when it comes to Ticketmaster, and some say it's time for a Ticketmaster takedown. Washington Post business reporter Julian Mark. Julian, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.